This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India and America have stood firmly together in the fight against terrorism, and both agree that concrete action is needed to eliminate cross-border terrorism. He was addressing a joint press meet after holding bilateral talks with U.S. President Donald Trump at the White House in Washington, D.C. today.
आतंकवाद के खिलाफ लड़ाई में भारत और अमेरिका दृढ़ता से साथ खड़े रहे हम सहमत हैं कि सीमा पार आतंकवाद के उन्मूलन के लिए ठोस कार्रवाई आवश्यक है और मैं राष्ट्रपति जी का आभारी हूं उन्होंने 2008 के जिसने भारत में नरसंहार किया उस मुजरिम को अब भारत के हवाले करने का निर्णय किया है भारत की अदालतें उचित कार्रवाई करेंगी.
Mr. Modi said India and US have announced to sign a new 10-year framework for major defense partnership in the 21st century. The framework, which will run from 2025 to 2035, is aimed at strengthening defense ties between the two countries. India and the US have decided to double the bilateral trade to $500 billion by 2030. During the meeting, US President Donald Trump said India and the US have agreed to work together to help build one of the greatest trade routes, the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor. He announced a key agreement aimed at making the US the leading supplier of oil and natural gas to India. India and US also reaffirmed that a close partnership between both the countries is central to a free, open, peaceful and prosperous Indo-Pacific region. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said India will host the Quad Summit later this year, and Prime Minister Modi has extended an invitation to President Trump. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India and Thailand share deep cultural ties that span over 2,000 years. Addressing the Samvad program being organized in Thailand through video conference, Mr. Modi said India's Act East policy and Thailand's Act West policy complement each other, promoting mutual progress and prosperity. He said it stands as a beautiful example of the shared philosophical and spiritual traditions of Asia. President Draupadi Murmu graced the inaugural session of the 10th International Women's Conference being organized by the Art of Living at Bengaluru. Speaking on the occasion, President Murmu said that in the present age of advancements in technology, we must ensure that our human values remain intact. India's Wholesale Price Index WPI-based inflation for the month of January 2025 eased to 2.31% on an annual basis from 2.37% in December 2024, according to the Ministry of Commerce and Industry data released today. The annual inflation rate for primary articles in the Wholesale Price Index declined to 4.69% in January, down from 6.02% in December. The fuel and power category witnessed deflation of 2.78% in January against a deflation of 3.79% in the previous month. The data showed that annual rate of inflation based on WPI food index decreased to 7.47% during last month from 8.89% in December. Meanwhile, in the manufactured products category, inflation rose to 2.51%, up from 2.14% in the previous month. Benchmark domestic equity indices today ended in negative territory amid broad-based sell-off, extending the downward trend to the 8th straight session. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, fell 200 points or 0.26% to close at 75,939. Similarly, the National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 shed 102 points or 0.44% to settle at 22,929. Nation is remembering the soldiers who lost their lives in Pulwama attack in 2019. The day marks the 6th year of the horrific terror attack in the Pulwama district of Jammu and Kashmir, where 40 CRPF personnel lost their lives in the line of duty. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah paid tributes to the soldiers who lost their lives in this attack. The 38th National Games, which commenced on January 28th in Uttarakhand, will conclude with a grand closing ceremony today at the Golapar International Stadium in Haldwani. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will be the chief guest, accompanied by the Chief Minister of Meghalaya, the President of the Indian Olympic Association, P.T. Usha, and several other distinguished dignitaries. And that is the end of this news bulletin.